姊妹们平安。
Peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
我们请弟兄姊妹先来读几处的圣经。
I would like to ask brothers and sisters together we'll read a few passages in the Bible.
我们请翻开创世纪第二章。
Genesis chapter 2.
第二章我们读22到24节。
Verses 22 to 24.
创世纪第二章22到24节。
Genesis 2, verse 22 to 24.
耶和华神就用那人身上所取的肋骨造成一个女人，领她到那人跟前。那人说：“这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，可称她为女人，因为她是从男人身上取出来的。因此，人要离开父母，与妻子联合。”二人成为一体。
Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man. And Adam said, This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh.
这里讲到的那人是指着亚当说的。
And this, the verse speaks of that man, that is Adam.
那这里讲到肋骨。
And also here the verse speaks of the rib.
在希伯来原文乃是讲到 something, 是一个东西。
And in Hebrew's original, it means something.
神从亚当的身上取出一些东西来造成一个女人。
So God got something, took something from Adam and fashioned that into a woman.
两人要成为一体。
And these two shall become one.
好，接下来我们请翻开出埃及记第二十五章。
Now Exodus chapter 25.
我们读第一节、第二节。
We will read verses 1 and 2.
出埃及记二十五章第一节。
Exodus 25 verse 1。
耶和华晓谕摩西说：“你告诉以色列人，当为我送礼物来，凡甘心乐意的，你就可以收下归我。”
Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, and that they may bring me an offering. From everyone who gives it willingly with his heart, you shall take my offering."
第八节跟第九节。
Verses 8 and 9.
又当为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间，制造帐幕和其中一切的器具，我都要照我所指示你的样式。
Verse 8. And let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them, according to all that I show you, that is the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all its furnishings. Just so you shall make it.
我们再请翻开新约的圣经，我们读以弗所书第五章。
Now New Testament, the Epistle of Ephesians, chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章，我们读22到27节。
Verses 22 to 27.
你们做妻子的，当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主，因为丈夫是妻子的头。如同基督是教会的头，他又是教会全体的救主。教会怎样顺服基督，妻子也要怎样凡事顺服丈夫。你们做丈夫的，要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。要用水借着道，把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁，没有瑕疵的。
Ephesians 5:22 Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of wife, as also Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so that the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, Love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish.
我们再看三十一节、三十二节。
Verse 31 and verse 32.
为这个缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。这是极大的奥秘，但我是指着基督和教会说的。
For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church.
所以这里很清楚给我们看见，在亚当和夏娃两人啊的婚姻结合啊，是一个属灵的预表，乃是一个极大的奥秘，预表到基督和教会。
These verses show us that the marital union between Adam and Eve is a type, is a spiritual prophecy, and a great mystery.
好，我们最后看启示录，我们看第二十一章。
Now, lastly, Revelation chapter 21.
启示录第二十一章。
Revelation 21.
第一节到第五节。
Verses 1 to 5.
我要看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看啊，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。坐宝座的说，看啊，我将一切都更新了。又说，你要写上，因为这些话是可信的，是真实的。
Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people.God himself will be with them and be their God, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Then he who sat on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, Write, for these words are true and faithful.
第九跟第十节
Verses 9 and 10
拿着七个金碗盛满末后七灾的七位天使中有一位来对我说你到这里来我要将心腹就是羔羊的妻子给你看我被圣灵感动天使就带我到一座高大的山高大的山将那由神那里由从天而降的圣城耶路撒冷
Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls filled with the seven last plagues came to me and talked with me, saying, Come, I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit of a great and high mountain and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God.
好，我们圣经暂时读到这里。我们开始之前，再有一点祷告，一同来仰望我们的主。
Now we pause here from our Bible reading. Before we start, shall we please bow our heads and lift our hearts unto our Lord?
主，我们满心的感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we are filled with your grace.
让我们能够一同在七日的第一日，就是你复活的早晨，我们一同。坐在你施恩的宝座前
With thanksgiving, we come before you to your great throne of grace on the very first day of the week.
我们来仰望你的容颜。
Here we look onto your gracious, victorious face.
我们把心中的爱戴、赞美和感谢来归给你。
We just want to give you all our thanksgiving and our adoration.
你配得我们一切的称颂。
For worthy are you to receive all our praises.
你是万王之王，你是万主之主。
For you are the King of kings, you are the Lord of lords.
你却为我们这一班出于尘土的人，你为我们流血，为我们舍命。
But you shed your blood, even die for us, all of us who came from the dust.
你将我们从各国、各族、各民、各方中买赎回来。
Lord, you have redeemed us from all tribes, tongues, nations, and peoples.
把我们来献给神。
And also offered us to God.
叫我们能够成为神的祭司
，so that we could become the priests of God。
叫我们能够借着耶稣基督献上可悦纳的灵祭
，so that through Jesus Christ our Lord we could offer up this spiritual offerings pleasing to you。
我们感谢你，这是何等莫大的恩典
！We give thanks to you for this is truly an exceedingly great grace。
早晨，我们一同在你跟前。
Now this morning, as we come before you,
愿主再一次来向我们施恩。
May the Lord once again command your grace to us.
愿你的话来激励我们。
That your word encourage us.
让我们的心能够重新从主那里得到力量。
So that our hearts will once again receive strength from the Lord.
叫我们下垂的手、发酸的腿可以挺直起来。
So that our hands that hang down and our feeble knees will be once again strengthened.
为着主你荣耀的国度。
Lord, for your glorious kingdom.
为着主你荣耀的再来。
For your glorious coming.
我们能够有力量来跟随你到底。
Lord, strengthen us so that we will follow you all the way to the end.
我们把这一点时间一同恭敬仰望你。
With reverence, we just commit this short period of time to you.
祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray with thanksgiving in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹，我今天早晨愿意跟弟兄姊妹来思想一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, this morning I would like to share on one thing with you all.
就是我们要来思想怎样持定神永远的旨意。
Let's all consider how we could lay hold on the eternal purpose of God.
神是一位有目的的神。
God is the God of a purpose.
什么是神永远的旨意？
And then what is God's eternal purpose?
神在时间之前
，before time，
在他的心中，他就有一个计划。
In his mind, he's already had this plan。
这个计划在他的心中，在时间当中，他把它显明出来。
And in time, he made this plan known to us in his heart and according to his will。
并且靠着他的大能、大力，他要来完成。
And also he will accomplish it by his own might and power.
所以我们称这个旨意为神永远的旨意。
Therefore, we call this will of God his eternal purpose.
那我们刚刚所读的圣经。
According to all the passages we just read,
神心中有一个极大的盼望。
In God's heart, he has such a great hope.
他要住在人的中间。
That is, he wants to dwell among man.
他要成为神在人的中间。
That is, he wants to be among men in the midst of them.
让人可以来侍奉他。
That we could serve him.
让人可以来敬拜他。
So men can come to worship him.
人也可以来亲近他。
And also men can draw near to him.
那在旧约里面我们就看见。
In Old Testament we could see.
神借着亚当和夏娃的联合
through the union between Adam and Eve,
表明神在基督里面乐意与人来联合。
God makes it already known to us that in Christ it is His good pleasure that we could be in union with Him.
那到了新约的时候，
And then in New Testament,
这一个启示就在基督和教会的里面。
This revelation is seen in the Christ and His church.
向我们显明。
And this very mystery has been made known to us.
当这个世代结束的时候，
At the end of this age,
等神将他的仇敌踩在他的脚下。
When God trampled his enemy under his feet,
整个宇宙重新归回到神的主权里头的时候。
When whole universe is now again back to God's sovereignty,
神与人也能够再一次的合一。
Once again, God will be in union with man.
这是神在创世以前就已经所定的心意。
And this purpose has already been established before the foundation of the world.
这是神极荣耀的心意在我们这一班蒙恩得救的人身上所要成全的。
And this is such a glorious will of God that He wants to accomplish among all of us who have been saved by His grace.
那我们先来看在旧约时代神怎样做这个工作。
We'll now first consider how God works His task.In this regard, in Old Testament,
我们知道神啊，在加勒底的乌尔向亚伯拉罕来启示。
We know that God revealed Himself to Abraham in Ur in Chaldea.
那亚伯拉罕因着信，他蒙召就跟着神的旨意往前去。
And Abraham by faith simply followed on according to God's will.
神应许在他的后裔里面要承受迦南地为他的产业。
God had promised him that his descendants would inherit the land of Canaan.
但是他们要在埃及地受苦四百年。
However, they had to suffer in the land of Egypt for 400 years.
所以等到了四百年之后，
So after the 400 years are completed,
以色列族在迦南地从一家变成十二个支派，后来成为一个大族。
The house of Israel has evolved from one family, one tribe to 12 tribes to such a great nation.
神用他大能的膀臂
，With God's mighty arm，
带领以色列人过红海，进到西乃的旷野。
He led the Israelites to cross.The Red Sea and enter into this wilderness of Sinai.
神在西乃山下，
at Mount Sinai,
他对摩西说，
God spoke to Moses,
我如鹰用翅膀将你们带来归我，
I have brought you on eagle's wings to me.
你们如果能听从我的话，
If you will hear the voice of my word,
遵守我的约，
and keep my covenant,
你就要在万民中归我。
You shall be a treasure to me among all the land,
成为祭司的国度。
You will become a kingdom priesthood,
成为属神的子民。
People are for God's own possession.
神说全地都是我的。
And God said that the whole land is mine.
但是我特特的拣选了你们。
But I have especially chosen you.
你们要成为我的百姓。
You will become my people.
这是神的心意。
And this is God's heart.
那神在那里带领他们。
And there God led them.
他把这个帐幕的意象传递给摩西。
There, he gave this the very vision of the tabernacle to Moses.
神的心意乃是居住在以色列百姓的中间。
It is God's purpose that he should dwell among the Israelites.
能够叫人与他亲近。
So that people could draw near to him.
他可以施恩、施怜悯给他的百姓。
And also, he could give grace and mercy to his people.
神要带领他的百姓往迦南地去。
And God wanted to lead his people into the land of Canaan.
这一块流奶与蜜之地是神要赐给他们的。
this very land flowing with milk and honey is the one that God wanted to give to them.
虽然百姓啊，在旷野中的不信与悖逆。
Even though because of his people's disbelief and rebellion in the wilderness.
但是神仍然按着他的旨意而恩典。
But still, according to God's will and also His grace,
他借着摩西带领他们经过旷野的四十年。
He led them through in the wilderness through Moses for 40 years.
然后借着耶稣亚带领他们进入迦南地。
Eventually through Joshua, He led them into the land of Canaan.
在攻取迦南地的时候，神带领他们与迦南七族的仇敌征战。
While they were attacking, trying to possess the land of Canaan, God led them to fight with the seven tribes of the land of Canaan.
终于将这块地赐给他所应许的百姓。
Finally, God gave this land to the people whom He had promised them.
但是啊，又经过了四百年。
And again, through another 400 years,
以色列的百姓啊，在其中啊。经过了许多的失败和软弱
and through many failures and weaknesses of the people,
神终于得着了撒母耳
God finally gained Samuel.
撒母耳再一次把以色列百姓的心带回到神面前
and once again Samuel brought the people's heart before God,
并且带进了大卫
and also Samuel ushered in David.
大卫是一位合神心意的王。
David is a king who went after God's heart.
他有一颗心思来跟随主。
David had this mind to follow the Lord.
神把他心中最深处的盼望启示给大卫。
And God also gave this greatest expectation of his very depth of his heart to David.
那就是大卫起意为神建造圣殿。
That is when David made up his mind to build a holy temple for the Lord.
但是大卫是个战士。
However, David was a warrior.
神的殿必须在平安之中建立起来。
And God's temple had to be built in the time of peace.
所以神拣选大卫的儿子所罗门来建造圣殿。
Therefore, God chose David's son Solomon to build his temple.
当圣殿被建立起来的时候
，and when the temple was built, raised up，
这是一个极荣耀的一个光景。
This is such a glorious condition。
圣殿被建立起来，所罗门做王的时候，各国都来敬拜，来听所罗门的智慧话。
Now, when the temple was built, all the nations of the earth would come to listen to Solomon's words of wisdom.
这是神在旧约当中给我们所启示一个最重要的点。
And they all came to worship God. So this very incident is the very most important point revealed to us in the Old Testament.
那就是神不单单只是拣选以色列人。
The point is,That not only did God choose Israelites,
以色列人不过是神所特别拣选的器皿。
Israelites were simply a special chosen vessel of God.
但是他们不是神的目的。
However, Israelites themselves are not the final end of God's purpose.
神要借着以色列这一班属神的子民。
But God, through Israelites, His chosen ones,
能够来见证神的自己向着列邦向着万民
God will testify himself to the nations to all the peoples of the world
这就是在所罗门大卫的年间以色列国在全地得到荣耀的时候人能够来归向神所表明的
So in the time of David and Solomon,When all the Israelites have received all the glory from all the nations and people of the earth, then this is what God wanted to make known to people.
但是我们从以色列人的身上
However, in Israelites,
虽然神 有这样一个完满、一个荣耀的心意。
God's glorious, perfect will that He has.
但是以色列人似乎在这一个点上，他们完全忽略了。
God's perfect, glorious will is not accomplished among Israelites. They, all the Israelites simply neglected this.
他们当神带领他们出埃及的时候，
When God led them out of Egypt,
他们唱诗赞美神，
they sang praises, hymns to give glory to God.
他们也看见神的荣耀，
and also they actually beheld the glory of God.
神的大能。
His mighty power
拯救了他们。
Through His mighty power, God saved all the Israelites.
但是过了不多的年日，
However, soon after,
他们在旷野开始抱怨。
They started to complain in the wilderness.
他们没有水喝。
Saying they had no water.
他们想念埃及的黄瓜韭菜。
They just long for.The cucumbers, the leeks in Egypt.
并且啊，肉锅旁的这些肉锅。
And also the meat around the pot.
他们啊，甚至神带领他们来到加底斯巴尼亚的时候。
Even when God led them in at the point of Kadesh Barnea.
他们差遣十二个探子去探那一个迦南美地。
When they sent out the 12 spies to spy out the land of Canaan.
探子们回来。
And the spies came back.
有十个人来报恶信。
10 of the 12 spies gave bad report.
他们一面知道神所应许的、所描述的这一块迦南美地。实在是极为美好。
On the one hand, they knew that this land that God had promised them, this land God had described for them, so wonderful.
但是他们看当地人如同巨人。
But on the other hand, they look at the locals as giants.
他们看自己像蚱蜢一样。
And they look at themselves as grasshoppers.
他们不愿意上去按着神的心意去得那地为业。
So they did not want to go in to possess the land according to God's will.
他们觉得他们上去不过是送死。
They felt if they did, they were simply went in for their own death.
他们不再纪念神的大能和神的应许。
No longer did they remember God's promises and His mighty power.
并且啊。他们在旷野十次的试探神。
And also in wilderness, Israelites tempted God 10 times.
他们起来反对摩西。
They rose up to oppose against Moses.
他们嫉妒摩西。
They were jealous of Moses.
和亚伦。
And also Aaron.
在以色列中充满了肉体。
So among Israelites, the flesh was.All over them.
他们所看见的不过是自己的需要。
What they saw was simply their own needs.
他们忘记神那永远的目的。
They had forgotten God's eternal purpose.
虽然如此，
Now even so,
神在其中仍然得着少数的人。
God still had gained few remnants among them.
加勒和约书亚。
That is Caleb and Joshua.
神对加勒的评语是这样。
And this is God's evaluation of Caleb.
至于我的仆人加勒。
As to my servant Caleb.
他另有一个心志跟从我。
He has a different spirit to follow me.
这个心志就是一个灵。
He has such a different spirit.
这个灵呢，他能够完全的体贴神的心意。
With this spirit, Caleb is able to totally.Be mindful of God's heart.
所以那一个世代的人都要倒闭旷野。
So even though all the people in that time would die in the wilderness.
只有加勒跟约书亚要进迦南地得产业。
But Caleb and Joshua would go into the land of Canaan to possess the inheritance.
神借着这一些人能够带领以色列的百姓去得着。他所应许的产业。
And also through people like Caleb and Joshua, God was able to lead Israelites into the land to possess it.
那到了应许地之后,
After they had arrived at the land of promise,
圣经告诉我们耶稣亚跟那一代的长老过去了。
The Bible teaches that after Joshua and the elders of his age had passed away,
新的一代起来,
when a new generation rose,
他们不认识耶和华,
they did not know the Lord.
所以整个以色列的百姓又落入了仇敌的辖制里头。
So the whole house of Israel once again plundered into the control of the enemies.
在整个四世纪里面,
And also throughout the book of Judges,
我们知道有一个七次属灵的大循环。
We know this is seven great spiritual circles.
神在他们每一次受辖仇敌的辖制攻击的时候,
In each cycle that when they were attacked by the enemies,
神纪念他与亚伯拉罕、雅各、以撒所立的约,
God will remember the very covenant that he made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
他兴起了士师来拯救他们,
So he would raise up judges to deliver them.
但是以色列百姓在暂时的复兴之后又回到自己老我的光景。
But after this short revival, the Israelites, they would go back to their old selves.
四世纪给我们的结论是这样。
So, the very conclusion of the judges goes like this.
以色列中没有王。
In Israel, there was no king.
个人任意而行。
Everyone does what fit in his own eyes.
以色列的王理当是耶和华我们的神。
Israelites came supposed to the Lord our God.
但是当以色列百姓进到迦南地得了地为业之后,
But after Israelites went into the land of Canaan and had possessed the inheritance,
圣经却告诉我们以色列中没有王。
The Bible states that there was no king in Israel.
个人行他眼中看为正的事。
Everyone does what fit in his own eyes.
这是百姓落在一个悲惨的光景。
Such a tragedy, this kind of state that the Israelites have fallen into.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
神的旨意永远不会改变。
That is, the Lord's purpose shall never change.
人可以迟延神的旨意的成就。
Even though man could delay the fulfillment of God's purpose,
但是神的旨意至终要成全。
However, the Lord's purpose in the end will be accomplished.
一个世代的人不能被神来使用。
When this generation cannot be used by God,
神必定要在他的百姓当中再次兴起人来。
But God will definitely raise a few among his people.
所以我们看见到了士师的时代。
So we see here in the days of Judges,
末了的时候,
At the very end of this time,
神得着了一个器皿叫做撒母耳。
God did gain a vessel called Samuel.
撒母耳在神面前有一颗服侍主的心。
And Samuel has such a heart to serve the Lord.
他经过长久的年日,
Through many long days,
他带领以色列的百姓重新归向耶和华。
He led the Israelites once again to the Lord.
神能够借着他把大卫带到撒母耳的面前。
And also through Samuel and David was brought before God.
借着大卫就带进这个荣耀以色列的国度。
And through David, God ushered in this glorious kingdom.
叫人看见以色列中有神。
So people could actually see, yes, there is God in the midst of the Israelites.
这一位神乃是万王之王，万主之主。
And this king is the king of the kings and the lord of the lords.
叫整个人类在仇敌罪恶的辖制底下，他们能够看到拯救。
So people even in the bondage of the control of the enemy, they could still be delivered.
这是神在旧约里面让我们看见的这一个预表。
So this is the type which God has shown us in the Old Testament.
我们来到新约的时代。
When we come to the time of the New Testament,
我们知道在主耶稣来到地上。
We know when our Lord Jesus came to this world,
主传递恩典的福音。
Our Lord preached this gospel of grace.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
That is, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son to them.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，
反得永生。Whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
神知道我们这般没有指望的人。
God knows us who are without hope.
我们实在需要得拯救。
And we truly need to be delivered.
所以神差遣他的儿子来到地上。
So God sent his son to earth.
成为我们的赎罪祭。
To become our propitiation, the sin of offering.
主耶稣自己也说。
And the Lord Jesus himself said so.
凡劳苦担重担的人。
He who is weary and labored.
到我这里来。
Come to me.
我就使你们得安息。
I will give you rest.
罪的工价就是死。
The very wages of sin is death.
我们这一些犯罪亚当的后代。
All of us who sinned and descendants of Adam.
我们实在是没有盼望。
We truly do not have any hope.
但是主耶稣他成为我们的挽回祭。
But Lord Jesus himself has become our propitiation.
他成为我们的代替。
He has become our very substitute.
他背负我们罪的重担。
He bears all the burden of our iniquity.
叫我们这些劳苦担重担的人来到他面前。
So all of us who are weary and labored, having burden, could come before him.
我们罪的重担从我们的心中出去了。
So that all the very burden of our sin could be removed from our hearts.
我们带着一个清省的心，我们能够成为神的儿女。
And with this heart, which has been relieved of all the burden, we can come before him as God's children.
不仅福音是恩典的福音。
Not only this gospel is the gospel of grace.
福音也是国度的福音。
This gospel is also called the gospel of the kingdom.
在马太福音，主耶稣出来传福音的时候。
In the book of Matthew, right before the Lord came out to preach the gospel.
主耶稣说：“天国近了，你们要悔改。”
The Lord Jesus said that, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand."
什么叫悔改
？So what does it mean to repent?
悔改乃是一个心思180度的转变。
Repent is a change of your mind 180 degrees.
我们过去还没有信主得救的时候，我们的生活是一个方向。
Now, before we believe in the Lord, before we are saved, the very direction of our life is one this way.
我们乃是向着死亡，向着以自我为中心的一个方向。
This very way, very direction is marching toward death, totally self-centered.
一切都是为着我的自己。
Everything is for myself.
但是当主耶稣传递国度的福音的时候，
But when the Lord Jesus preaches the gospel of the kingdom,
他说你们要悔改。
He says, repent.
你们要回转过来。
Turn around.
归向这一位
Return to this very one.
这一位万王之王，这一位万主之主。
Return to this very King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
你们要从你们的罪恶中回转过来。
Turn from your sin.
今天这一位拯救者已经来到。
Today this deliverer has already come.
国度的福音
The gospel of the kingdom
乃是告诉我们神儿子的国度已经临到地上
tells us that the kingdom of the Son of God has now already arrived here on earth
所以在马太福音结束的时候
So at the end of Matthew
他说 天上地上所有的权柄已经赐给我。
All the authority in heaven and on earth has already given to me.
你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
Go and make disciples of all the nations.
奉父子圣灵。
And also,
的名为他们施浸。
Baptize them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
并且将我所吩咐你们的教导他们。
Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you.
我就必与你们同在，同在直到世代的末了。
Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
这里特别要注意。
Now let's note especially here.
天上地下一切的权柄都已经赐给我。
That authority in heaven and earth has been given to me.
已经赐给这一位国度的王，就是我们的主耶稣。
Has already been given to this very king of the kingdom. That is our Lord Jesus Christ.
你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
Go therefore, make disciples of all the nations.
什么是门徒？
Then what are disciples?
门徒乃是学习跟随主耶稣的人。
Disciples are those who learn to follow Lord Jesus.
主耶稣在马太福音第十六章那里告诉我们。
And Lord Jesus tells us in Matthew 16.
若有人要跟从我。
He who desires to follow me.
就当舍己。
Deny himself.
背起他的十字架。
And take up his cross.
来跟从我。
And follow me.
并且主耶稣在马太福音第十一章那里也讲到。
And also in Matthew 11, our Lord says,
从施洗约翰到如今，
From John the Baptist until now,
国度是努力进去的。
The kingdom of heaven suffers violence,
努力的人就必得着。
And the violent take it by force.
这个努力呢，在英文乃是讲到 violence。
As we just said,violence.
中文呢，理当是翻译成强暴。
And in Chinese translation, it says that people who really strive to get to the kingdom of heaven.
国度是要强暴才能进去。
But actually, you can only enter into the kingdom of God by violence.
但是这一个强暴不是对着别人。
However, this violence is never toward others.
强暴乃是对着自己。
Violence is toward ourselves.
换句话说，乃是指所指的背起十字架跟随主。
To put it in another way, simply means take up your cross and follow the Lord.
所以主让我们看见福音有两个方面。
So here the Lord actually shows us that there are two aspects of the gospel.
福音有恩典的一面。
There is this one aspect of the gospel, the grace.
不是凭着我们的行为。
That tells us that not by our own work.
乃是神的恩典。
But by the very grace of God.
另外一面
but 乃是
国度的福音。
This gospel is also the gospel of kingdom.
福音乃是要努力的。
For this kingdom, you have to suffer violence.
这两件事情，这个福音的两方面，要带领我们一直到我们生命在地上的结束。
The very two sides of this gospel will lead us through our life until the very end of our journey.
那我们可以看见这个福音呢，在《使徒行传》一开始的时候。
So here we read in the very beginning of Acts.
当彼得传福音的时候
，When Peter rose up to preach the gospel，
三千人、五千人得救
，3,000、5,000 people were saved。
圣经告诉我们
，And the Bible states，
他们遵守使徒的教训
，That they follow the apostolic teaching。
他们一起交通、祷告，
they,
一起擘饼纪念。
They fellowship, they pray together.And also they broke bread to in memory of the Lord.
他们能够在地上见证我们的主。
And right there on earth they were testifying our Lord.
一面他们领受这一个福音的恩典。
On the one hand, they received the grace of the gospel.
另外一面他们在那里遵守 使徒的教训和交通。
On the other hand, they simply follow the teachings of the apostles and also they fellowship together.
我们就看见国度的福音的两方面具体的实行在这些初期教会信徒的信主的门徒的身上。
So we could actually see the realization in such a solid way of the gospel among all the disciples in Acts.
所以这一班人到了安提阿教会的时候
，So when these people came to the church at Antioch，
基督徒门徒被称为基督徒是从他们起手。
And this is the very place when disciples were first called Christians。
基督徒呢的意思就是像基督的人。
Christian simply means Christ-like。
弟兄姊妹，我们像我们的主吗
？So brothers and sisters, are we like our Lord？
基督徒是当时受讥笑的一个名称。
Now Christians actually is such a title being ridiculed by other people then.
因为他们的举止、他们的生活方式、他们的思想都像我们的主。
Because their acts, very manner of their life, their thoughts were so much like our Lord.
哦、oh, ，弟兄姊妹，何等的见证
！Brothers and sisters, what a testimony this is!
但是啊，当教会继续往前去的时候
，And when the church kept moving forward，
约到主后第五十年
，50 years after the Lord，
我们看见来到了哥林多的教会
，We came to view this Corinthian church。
教会开始。有了许多的问题。
Here the church started to have so many problems.
弟兄姊妹分门结党。
And there was this faction and division among brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹彼此相告。
Brothers and sisters sued one another.
并且告到外人的法庭上面。
They even brought the case to the Gentiles' court.
在他们中间有犯奸淫的。
And also among them some committed adultery.
他们在聚会中混乱
，and there was such a chaos among their gathering.
人来到波饼聚会的当中
，when men came to the meetings of bread, breaking bread and cup.
有钱的人吃得饱饱的，并且喝醉了
，rich people had their a fill and even to the point being drunk.
贫穷的弟兄姊妹站在旁边饿着肚子看。
But the poor brothers and sisters could only stand on the side and watching them.
教会落在极软弱混乱的光景中。
The whole church simply fell into such a weak, terrible state.
神的儿女开始以自己为中心。
So all of the God's children started to become very self-centered.
不再顾念到神的心意是在基督和教会的里面。
No longer do they remember that God's purpose is in the Christ and His church.
我们再来看到到了提摩太后书。
That's not considered one. In Second Timothy.
那是大概主后六十年的时候。
It's probably 60 A.D.
教会已经成了一个大户人家。
The church had become a very wealthy household.
保罗在那里告诉我们说
And there, Paul told us,
在大户人家有金器、银器、木器、瓦器
In a great household, there would be vessels of gold, silver, and wood.
有做贵重的器皿，也有做卑贱的器皿
Some were honorable, others dishonorable.
道理说我们都是贵重的器皿
But supposedly, shouldn't we all become the honorable vessels?
但是因着神儿女在神面前不能够体贴神的心意
But because God's children are not mindful of God's heart before him
所以保罗在那里特特提醒提摩太
So there, Paul especially reminded Timothy.
这是现今教会的光景。
This is exactly the very state of the churches.
所以他要提摩太说，人若自洁。
Therefore, he told Timothy, if anyone cleanses himself from all these filthiness,
脱离卑贱的事情,
cleanses himself from all these base matters,
就能成为圣洁，成为贵重的器皿，合乎主用。
He will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work.
所以你要脱离少年人的情欲。
Therefore, you have to flee from your youthful lust.
与清心爱主的人一同追求公义、仁爱、信德、和平。
But pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
在末了的世代,
In this very end time,
教会已经经过了2000年,
it has been 2,000 years.
整个教会的情况就好像提摩太后书所写的光景。
The very state of the church is just like what's been written in 2 Timothy.
所以到了第一世纪末了，大概主后95年左右。
So at the end of the first century, around 95 AD,
主在拔摩海岛对着使徒约翰有了一个更新的启示。
The Lord gave John at the Island of Patmos such a renewed this revelation.
约翰在异象中看见我们的主。
And then in a vision, John saw our Lord.
他说有一个人向他启示的时候，很像人子。
And John said this very person who revealed himself to John is very much like a son of man.
人子在七个金灯台中行走。
And this son of man walked in the midst of the seven golden lampstands.
照理说，约翰是神所爱的门徒。
Now supposedly John was the beloved disciple of our Lord.
他认识我们的主比其他的使徒们更亲切。
He should know more intimately the Lord than other disciples.
但是他
But at this point, he could not recognize our Lord.
因为我们的主在七个金灯台中间，就是七个教会的中间，在执行审判。
Because our Lord walked among the seven churches, seven golden lampstands, to execute his judgment.
因为他看见我们的主眼目如火焰。
Because when he saw our Lord, his eyes were like a flame of fire.
脚像光明火炼的铜。
His feet were like a burnished bronze, as though it has been made to glow in the furnace.
他说话的声音就像重水的声音。
When he spoke, his voice is just like many waters.
他的口中伸出利剑来。
Out of his mouth came this sharp-edged sword.
让我们看见主在教会中来寻找他的自己。
As though our Lord was looking for himself in the midst of all the churches.
所以到了启示录第二三章的时候,
So when we read chapters 2 and 3 of Revelation,
启示录圣灵在那里对七个教会说话。
Chapter 2 and chapter 3 record all the words spoken by the Holy Spirit to all the churches.
在七个教会所预表，一方面确实是当时
On the one hand, these seven churches actually speak of the conditions of the local seven churches.
在小亚细亚,
and they're all in the Asia Minor.
在那里, 七个教会的光景, 也预表到整个历代教会的光景。
However, the conditions of these seven churches also typify the churches of all the ages.
那这七个教会, 神只有对两个教会有称赞。
And among the seven churches, God only praised two.
并且在七个教会里头都呼召得胜者。
But he called for overcomers among all the seven churches.
这一个荣耀的呼召乃是呼召神的百姓重新回到神的心意里头。
This glorious calling from God is calling all His children once again back to His purpose.
神的教会已经落在一个荒凉的光景里面。
God's churches have now fallen into such a desolate state.
所以圣灵向教会说话的时候，你们要悔改。
Therefore, when the Holy Spirit speaks to the churches, repent.
你们要有可听的耳朵。
Let him who can hear, let him hear with his ears that could understand.
重新回到神的心意里头。
Once again, return to God's purpose.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
虽然在整个普遍的情形，就像当时四世纪的时代一样。
Even though the widespread condition is just like that in the days of Judges.
但仍然有人像加勒的心。
But still, in this midst, still there are people who have the spirit of Caleb.
有人像撒母耳的心。
Some people have the heart of Samuel.
他们愿意答应神的呼召。
They're willing to answer God's calling.
让神的旨意可以借着他们往前去。
So that through them God's will could actually be moved forward.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们不过借着这些历史再一次来提醒我们。
Through this history, we are simply trying to remind us ourselves once again.
我们今天已经到了一个世代。
That is, today we have come to this very specific age.
主回来非常的靠近。
The very age that the Lord's coming is so near.
我们有没有警醒预备？
Are we watchful? Are we preparing for this, His coming?
等候主的回来。
Waiting for His second advent.
还是我们仍然为着我们眼睛所看得见的？
Or we are still working for the visible things.
我们心中所想要的。
Or grasping the things that our hearts desire.
我们的享受。
For our own enjoyment.
我们的好处。
For our own good interest.
我们的一切是能够满足我们自己的。
So everything we do is simply to satisfy our own needs.
我们在那里劳苦。
And there we labor.
我们却把神在他永远的旨意里面最要成全的，我们完全的忽略。
But we totally overlook the very thing that God wants to accomplish in His eternal purpose.
再说，我们可以迟延神的再来。
Let me say it again, we could delay His coming.
但是神要得着一般人带着他的旨意往前去。
But God will gain a group of people who will move His purpose forward.
所以当我们去读圣经的时候，
So when we read the Bible,
我们看到希伯来书。
We come to the epistle of the Hebrews.
希伯来书乃是在主后七十年之后所写的。
This book is written 70 years after the Lord.
那时候以色列的百姓面对罗马帝国一个极厉害的攻击。
At that time, God's people were facing such a fierce attack from the Roman Empire.
那信主的人，他们不再受罗马王的一个保护。
Now believers were no longer protected by the Roman Empire.
反而基督徒受到许多的逼迫跟患难。
All the Christians were so persecuted and suffered such afflictions.
许多人在这个艰难的里面，他们愿意回到犹太教的里头。
And in the midst of all this hardship, many Christians would want to go back to Judaism.
在犹太教里面是一个合法的宗教。
And Judaism in those days is considered a legal religion.
在那里你有保护。
And there you will be protected.
在那里你有安全。
You have safety.
但是在那里你得不着主。
However, there you will never gain the Lord.
在那里不是神心意的所在。
And there is not where God's heart lay.
所以写希伯来书的人写了这一本书来劝勉当时的弟兄姊妹们。
Therefore, the author of Hebrews wrote this epistle to encourage all the saints.
那我们只能够很简短的用其中的几节的圣经，我们彼此勉励。
So very briefly, we would like to share some of the passages in the Hebrew to encourage one another.
我们看希伯来书第十一章。
Please turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
他这里讲到 第一节到第三节。
Verses 1-3。
他说：“信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。古人在这信上得了美好的证据。我们因着信就知道，诸世界是借着神话所造成的。这样所看见的，并不是从显然之物造出来的。”
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible.
我们在现今这个世代，我们需要重新思想，在凡事上，在信心中来跟随主。
In this present age, in all of things, we have to renew our mind, think it over again, if we follow the Lord everywhere in all things.
今天我们都是在一个物质极发达的一个时代。
Today we live in such an affluent, well-developed society.
我们要看得见、摸得着的东西。
We want something that's palpable, that's visible.
但是我们信心的眼睛却没有办法来定睛在主的身上。
But the face of our eyes could never fix on the Lord Himself.
信心乃是将所有属灵的事物实际化的一个方法。
Now, this faith is the very mechanism through which every spiritual matters will be materialized.
我们如何叫主在圣经中所启示的一切话成为我们属灵的实际呢？
How could we turn every word revealed in the Bible into the very spiritual reality of ours?
我们必须在信心里面来跟随主。
We can only follow him by faith.
有一位弟兄曾这样讲说，信心乃是把神从天上带到地上来。
A brother once said this, faith is able to bring God from heaven to earth.
神在信心里面就在我们的旁边。
God is right near us in our, by our faith.
如果我们不是在信心里面，
but,
神仍然是高高在上的神。
But if we're not in faith, then God is always the God high and lofty above.
但是在信心里面，他就成为我们的实际。
But by faith in faith that he has become our reality.
我们必须在凡事上学习在信心里面来跟随主。
In all things, we have to learn to follow him by faith.
接下来我们看第十二章。
Next, we will read chapter 12.
我们具有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。这是第一节跟第二节。
Verses 1 and 2. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
所以我们从这里看见，在历世历代以来，神在那里呼召许多愿意按着神的心意来跟随主的人，这些人如同云彩一般围绕在我们的周围。
So throughout the generations and ages we see here, God has always been calling to all who are willing to follow His will, and all these people are just like a great cloud of witnesses around us.
我们应该放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
So let us lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily ensnares us.
什么是重担呢？
So what is this encumbrance or the weight?
今生的私利、钱财的迷惑。
That is the deception of riches and also the cares of this life.
这是重担。
And this is such an encumbrance.
还有缠累我们的罪。
And also the sin which ensnares us.
叫我们不能够起来专心的跟随主。
So that we cannot rise up and follow the Lord wholeheartedly.
并且我们需要存着一个忍耐的心。
And also we have to have this heart of perseverance.
我们能够来奔跑。
So then we can run.
我们没有信心的时候。
When we do not have faith.
我们举目来仰望主耶稣。
We could lift up our eyes to our Lord Jesus.
他是我们信心创始成终的主。
Because he is the very author of the and finisher of our faith.
这里很清楚给我们看见我们的信心一开头是一个得救的信心。
So here it shows us so clearly that the faith we have at the very beginning is the faith of being saved.
至终，主耶稣因着我们在跟随他的路上不断的使用信心。
And also toward the end, because in the whole journey, as we constantly exercise our faith in following Him.
他要成全这个信心在我们里面。
The Lord will perfect the saving faith in us.
就好像以色列人过红海。
Just like Israelites as they crossed the Red Sea.
他们都得救有信心的人。
All of them were saved, they had faith.
但是在希伯来书第四章的时候告诉我们他们都是倒闭旷野的一般人。
But as we read Hebrews 4, we see that there are all those people who died in the wilderness, who fell there.
因为他们没有继续的仰望这一位信心创始成终的主。
Because they did not continue to look unto the Lord, who is the author and finisher of their faith.
主是我们的盼望。
The Lord is our hope.
他是全能的神。
He is the Almighty God.
他能带领我们经过一切。
So he can lead us through all things.
在信心的里面，我们在他里面有盼望。
So in faith that we do have this hope in him.
最后一方面。
Now the lastly,
我们要来看第十三章。
We want to read the 13th chapter of Hebrews,
一到三节
verses 1 to 3.
你们务要长存弟兄相爱的心，不可忘记用爱心接待客旅，因为曾有接待客旅的，不知不觉就接待了天使。你们要纪念被捆绑的人，好像与他们同受捆绑，也要纪念遭苦害的人，想到自己也在肉身之内。
Let brotherly love continue. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing some have unwittingly entertained angels. Remember the prisoners as if chained with them, those who are mistreated, since you yourselves are in the body also.
如果我们再继续往后读，我们就看到这里讲到一个，我们在末了的世代，当人的爱心渐渐冷淡的时候，
If we read on continually, we would see in this end time when man's heart of love grows cold.
我们要存着弟兄相爱的心。
We have to have this brotherly love. Let it continue.
在第一节到第六节一个总论呢。
So the very conclusion of verses 1 to 6 is,
这个弟兄相爱的心可以包括两方面。
That this brotherly love can actually consist of two sides.
第一个乃是一个舍己的爱。
First is this self-denying love.
是一个像基督一样为弟兄舍命的爱。
This is love. This love is very much like the love of our Lord Jesus, who gave himself for us.This kind of love, we should continue in it.
但是另外一方面乃是拒绝一个从肉体从自己而发出来的那一种爱。
On the other hand, there is the love, which we should resist because it is from our flesh, from ourselves.
换句话说，爱乃是建立在真理这个根基上。
To put it in another word, love should be established on the very foundation of truth.
我们很容易因着人情感的关系呢，这个爱我们用得非常混淆。
So easily, because of human emotions, we just misuse of this love and make it complicated and chaotic.
但是圣经给我们看见，这是一个神圣的爱。
But the Bible shows us this love should be holy love.
这是在一个真理的根基上。
Which is established on the basis of the truth.
所以最后。
So lastly, last point.
到了二十节，十三章二十节。
When we come to chapter 13, verse 20.
他说：“但愿是平安的神，就是那凭永约之血使群羊的大牧人，我主耶稣从死里复活的神，在各样善事上成全你们，叫你们遵行他的旨意，又借着耶稣基督在你们心里行他所喜悦的事。
Verse 20. Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep,through the blood of the everlasting covenant, made you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight.
愿荣耀归给他，直到永永远远。
Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
神是赐平安给我们的神。
God is the God who gives us peace.
并且他乃是凭着永远的约，就是耶稣基督的宝血所立的约呢，并且他靠着他的大能，叫耶稣从死里复活的这一位神。
And also through the blood of the everlasting covenant, which is made by the blood of Jesus Christ, through his mighty power.
他在各样的善事上能够成全我们，叫我们遵行他的旨意。
He is able to complete us in every good work to do his will.
神，他的旨意要达成，需要人与他配合。
For God's purpose to be accomplished, men need to cooperate with him.
他的恩典，他的能力必够我们用。
Because his grace, his power,are sufficient enough for us.
因为他的能力胜过死亡。
Because his power prevails against death.
这是一个宇宙中的大能和大力。
This is such a power and might in the whole universe.
并且他借着圣灵在我们的心中运行。
And also through the moving of the Holy Spirit in our hearts.
叫我们能够行他所喜悦的事情。
He enables us to do things pleasing to his heart.
所以但愿今天早晨主啊，借着这些话来勉励我们。
If only that through these words, the Lord this morning, actually encouraged us all.
还有一点点的时候。
Just a little time left.
我们都能够悔改在主面前。
Let us all repent before the Lord.
我们重新来归向主。
Once again, return to the Lord.
按着神的心意来侍奉他。
And we will serve him according to his will.
并且在地上预备我们等候主的再来。
And also prepare ourselves to wait for his second coming.
弟兄姊妹，将来的荣耀要大过今日。
Brothers and sisters, the glory to come surely surpasses the glory of present days.
是我们眼睛未曾看见。
That glory is something that our eyes have never seen.
是我们未曾听见。
Our ears have never heard.
也是未曾想过的。
And our hearts have never conceived.
但愿我们有一颗忍耐跟随主的心。
If only we all had this heart of endurance to follow him.
与主同行。
We will walk with him.
好，我们就停在这里。
All right. At this point, we would like to conclude our sharing.
我们再有一点祷告。
Shall we have a further word of prayer?
主，我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
但愿你荣耀的心意能够成全在你百姓的身上。
Let your glorious purpose be accomplished in your people.
我们把这些话交托在恩主的手中。
We simply commit these words onto our gracious Lord's hands.
人的话何等有限。
Because man's words are so limited.
但愿圣灵启示的光更多在我们里面来光照我们。
If only the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit's light will continue to give us this light.
给我们有回头的亮光。
Give us this hindsight.
矫正我们的脚步。
To correct our footsteps.
让我们能够忘记背后，努力面前。
So that we will forget things that lie behind and strive for the things that are ahead.
向着标杆直跑。
Press on toward the gold.
我要得神在基督耶稣里面叫我们所得的奖赏。
To receive the word of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
愿你得到荣耀。
May you receive the glory.
愿祝福归给你的百姓。
And blessings be to all your people.
我们祷告感谢，奉主耶稣基督的名。
With thanksgiving and praises, we ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.